of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
All right. I'm calling and I'm trying to get some information. I'm trying to see about possibly looking at getting a business loan.
Okay, absolutely. I can help you out with that. Let me get into my system here real quick so I can open up your file and see what we've got available for you there. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code by any chance?
23-11-19-01-00-51-95-94.
94. This is for Care Consultants, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for Reginald Adams, it looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Reginald, is the number you're calling in from, is that your mobile number by any chance, in case we get disconnected?
No, office number.
Office number, all right.
301,
huh? That 301-856, let's see here, 2386, that's a office number there?
Fax, 301-856-2385.
2385, okay. And do you have a number I could contact you in case we get disconnected, like a cell phone number or anything like that?
No. Contact me on this.
This is the best one. Okay. Sounds good. So, yeah, it looks like we did get a good reference on your business. We're able to pre-qualify you with our line of credit or our equipment financing programs as well. Were you guys looking to... Sure, go ahead.
Let me explain where I'm at and what's going on. Hold on.
Sure.
I already had a loan with On Deck. I got a loan from On Deck for $35,000. Hold on. Yeah, I got a loan with On Deck back in, I think it was March. $35,000, and I had a little, two small little loans. One was Cabbage, and one was with Swift. And what they did, they paid those two loans off, which was, I think, a total of like $5,000 left on them. And I was left with a balance of like $24,000. So I wanted to let you know that up front.
Okay.
You know what's going on? Because I don't hide anything, you know. So what would be, because what I want to do is I want to consolidate that loan that I had, which is, I think, is a balance of, I think, trying to look at that last, because they draw out of my account every day, and it's $5,000 every week. So I think it's down to like $30,000 now, because the interest rate was really high. You know, I got $35,000, and here I'm paying $48,000, you know, that kind of, but I needed the money because I just got a federal contract, so I needed it for payroll.
Gotcha.
So that's the only reason why I moved in that direction. Other than that, I would sit still and try to find something else a little, at least the rate's a little cheaper. So, you know, my question is, you know, due to what I have now, could something be done? You know, I don't want to waste your time and my time.
Well, right now you have a loan for $35,000, and you said you have a couple other ones. Is that right?
No. I had two loans. One was with Swift and one was with Cabbage.
Okay.
And they paid, out of that 35, they paid those two off.
Okay, gotcha.
And I got a payoff letter for both of them. And once they paid them off, I got the balance of that, which was like $24,000.
Which is 24 and then?
Processing fees. They had to take their processing fees out. So I got like $24,000.
24, okay.
Yeah, and I got to pay 48 back. And that took me for a loop, but I had to do what I had to do.
How long was that term for? Do you remember?
6 months.
6 months? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. So
it takes like $256 some odd cents out of my account every day.
So 266.
So what I'm looking for is to either consolidate it, because I don't want two loans sitting out there.
Okay, I mean, it's something we can definitely look into. Do you know what your gross annual sales were last year, by any chance?
Last year wasn't too well because I got to get my tax. They weren't too well because, you know, due to the economy, you know, and the type of work I'm in, my work itself was low, and I didn't make that much because I lost a lot of contracts. So now I've obtained a federal contract, which went in effect in October of this year, of 2015. And the contract is for $1.2 million that I obtained.
So, okay. Yeah, no, it's a good industry to be in.
I'm trying to get back there.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because what they'll do is they'll typically lend right around 10% of your annual sales for that initial loan amount.
Last year?
Right. Yeah, they'll use 6 months of your current business bank statements and also last year's or your most recent business tax return. Use that to sum up what the gross annual sales are for the business and then lend to you based off of that. So I'm just trying to get a good number. As right now, if you took the loan out for $48,000 back in, well, your payback amount was $48,000 and that was back in March.
Yeah, payback $48,000. And now I think the balance is like $30,000, something like that.
Okay. So usually, I really need to know what your gross annual sales were last year. Do you know what your average monthly deposits are right now?
Monthly deposits between $20,000 and $24,000 a month.
Okay. So. I mean, I think all that we may be able to do, we can definitely do equipment financing for you. That's a different type of loan if you're looking for any equipment. But if you're just looking for a cash type loan to consolidate those, usually you have to net at least 50% more of the funds. So we'd have to have a loan for you for probably right around $60,000 and approval for $60,000. And right now I'm coming up with your gross annual sales of being right around $240,000 to $260,000 annually in that ballpark, based off your current deposits. So they'll probably only give you a loan, you know, if we're just comparing apples to apples, probably have right around what you currently owe right now. So it wouldn't be quite enough to pay off what you currently have, unfortunately. So that loan was for 6 months?
Yes.
So you should be about halfway paid into it.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Okay.
I'm almost there. I'm trying to see if I can pay you what my... taxes were. Wait a second, I'm trying to. Yeah. 2015. Gross receipts were $64,138. That's what I grossed.
How much was that? Sorry, the phone and call just a little bit.
$54,138 for 2000. That was the, I'm looking at return, gross receipts and sales. That's what it is, gross receipts and sales.
So it was $54,000 was the total?
$138.
Okay, so what they'll look at is a larger number on there. That might have been the profit. But
no, that wasn't profit. That was a gross.
Was it gross? Okay, just for last year? Okay.
I'm looking at it now. Account available liability. But that's what it said on tax return. I'm looking at it. And it says combined. Yeah. That's what it is.
Okay, so in order to be able to put in a better situation, I believe we could probably do a second position loan for you, like you currently already have. But as far as touching the first one,
I don't have a second position there.
Okay, you paid that one off, that's right. So you just have the one with on deck currently. It's taking out $266 per day. Okay, so I don't think we'd be able to touch that one, unfortunately.
Okay.
We would have to...
What was going on?
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, to get you more funds, we could do a second position loan for you, and do it in a second position. where you still had the first and the last.
Then that probably won't give me the bucks. Maybe 12,000, 15,000.
Right, you know, it wouldn't be a whole lot. It'd be kind of like comparing it to a second position mortgage. It's usually a shorter term, lower loan amount.
Right, right.
And that's kind of how they structure it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
You too, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.